Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. You know, dude.
I'm in mono, dude.
Yeah, dude. From your bright speaker, dude.
It's perfect. It's so good. It does. It sounds like you're just kind of back behind me, just like yelling. Terrible. It's just awful.
The background guy. I'll be the background guy today. That's cool with me.
If anybody is wondering what the hell's going on, it's Monday on the Plan B Morning Show, which means everything likes to fall apart. We have enough trouble throughout the week. Mondays don't need to add to it. But anyway.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. We should get to it. It is 7:09. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com.
I'm like hype man. Yeah. You know, the hype man in the background.
In the background. Yeah, I'm gonna put you up just a little bit. So it's almost like now you're right on my shoulder. It's perfect.
Just put him right on his shoulder. I should just repeat everything you say. You
know? That won't get old terribly quick. It'll be...
Oh, you just wait.
You just wait.
You just wait.
No, you just wait.
You just wait.
You just wait. Oh, how the turns have tabled.
Damn it.
It's Moon Day today, Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
I was just waiting.
It's Moon Day, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. Exactly.
Do you think we landed on the moon?
Of course we landed on the moon, for God's sakes.
I don't know. Were you there? Were you there?
No, I was not. It was 1969, July 20th. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin became the first humans to land on the moon. Armstrong, who took the first steps, supposedly, on the giant ball of cheese in space, famously described the event as one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. That was my best Neil Armstrong.
That was pretty good, I guess.
Not too bad. Hey, shut up. He was on the moon. No, I do
one
believe.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
See, that's a little bit better.
You sounded like Bane. That was terrible. That was way worse than mine.
I'm on the right speaker, though. So, you know,
you merely landed on the moon. I was born now.
Yes, we did land on the moon.
I don't know why your Bane always turns into a little bit of Sean Connery, too. Whatever you do.
Let's just throw them all into one.
Do Sean Connery doing Bane doing Neil Armstrong on the moon?
Yes. One small step for mankind, one giant leap for something. Man. I don't know. I
blew it. Damn it.
There was too much going on for you. There was too much going on.
Jesus Christ. Blew it.
Oh, my God. Well, there you go. So, everyone, take a moment to look up at that big old ball in the sky that if we ever lost it, we'd be screwed. Our tides would be gone. The seasons would be all messed up. Mm-hmm. Isn't it kind of scary to think, like, we're always worried about, like, an asteroid hitting us, which would be bad. But, you know, the moon's got just as good a chance of getting smoked by an asteroid.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. And the size of the moon, the asteroid would make a huge, huge bigger difference than what if it would hit the Earth.
If it knocks it out of our gravitational pull, I mean, we're screwed, man. Cripes.
That's crazy to think about because I don't think a lot of people do think about that. I always bring up the fact of a parallel universe that has a supernova that would just annihilate everything. You would have no idea.
Yep.
Nobody ever talks about that.
No.
And what you just brought up is another great one. Like, what if the asteroid missed Earth, but whoa?
Yeah.
And scientists are like, oh, yeah, damn it. We forgot.
who was supposed to be watching the moon?
Come on, Bob.
Yeah, Bob's sitting in the corner eating his sack lunch like, oh.
Oh, what? Who's taking a nap? I knew it.
Damn it, Bob. You were supposed to watch the moon. You had one job.
Whole humankind just wiped because of Bob.
He looks up. He's got a little bit of like a tuna salad on his lip. Like, whoa.
What?
It wasn't me. It was Steve's department.
Guy clears his throat. Sits up in his chair. Wait, what's going on? What? All right. We good? No?
Oh, the moon. Oh, I forgot.
Damn it. That was on my list.
I thought you said watch the soon. What?
You're out of here, Bob.
Get out, Bob. You're fired. You're fired.
You're
done. So anyway, there you go. Happy Moon Day to everyone. When America got to the moon first. Stupid
Damn,
Russians.
Straight up just planted the flag
right
on
there.
It.
Yeah,
it's ours.
Lastly.
Not only did we tear it up in the world wars, man, we took the moon.
Yeah, yeah. We're reigning moon champs world. Yeah. lastly, because summer concert schedules have been postponed, there are a bunch of luxury tour buses out there that aren't being used and are now available for rent. This is kind of cool. Buses that would normally be used by the Rolling Stones, Pearl Jam, Jimmy Buffett are ready for you for just $2,500 a day. And yes, that price includes gas and the driver's wages. So if you think about it, you got a driver. Maybe you get a group together. You all go out on a tour bus. I don't know, though. There might be some tour buses where I'd be like, wait, who had this bus? Motley Crue? Does this come with a shot of penicillin, or do I just got to take my chances?
It smells like Motley Crue. You know, here's for $2,500. Couldn't you just get really like an awesome stretch limo?
Yeah, probably.
The tour bus is still just a tour bus, right? Isn't it? I mean, what do tour buses look like? The couches and...
Oh, you got the... Well, if you get a full one, man, you got bunks in the back. Sometimes they got the nice big bed in the back. If you're a single artist, and they can kind of adjust them. I've been on quite a few tour buses in my day. You can fill in the blanks with that however you want to. Some are really nice, but I will tell you what. After a band is done with it, when you see that tour bus at the end of the run, when they're like, oh, yeah, we got like two shows left, it's just wrecked, dude. There's pizza boxes all over the place. I mean, empty beer cans. It's Xanadu. Well,
if you think about it, it's like a college dorm room on wheels. Basically,
exactly.
You
know? That's exactly what it is, all right? You have lines of cocaine on top of the little toilet in the bathroom. All right, you got pizza boxes all over the place. There's weed being smoked at least somewhere in the bus at all times.
Uh-huh.
I feel for the drivers, man. That is a you got a bunch of unruly. It's people without a supervision on a bus partying it up from city to city. It's nuts.
You know, Netflix should just do like a whole series on tour bus drivers.
Yeah.
You know, and just the stories. How many stories these guys probably have? They basically just become part of the band, you know, because they see him so much. They should do that.
I'll never forget. I watched a tour bus driver straight up palm this drunk guy's face. So we were hanging out after the show. Was this with, I think this was with Star Set. I'm trying to remember. Anyway. I watched him straight up grab this drunk guy by the face who was just like stumbling around and found his way over to the buses. And he just shut up. I mean, threw him out so far out of the bus. It was insane. Like just straight up shacked his face like a basketball and launched him out of the tour bus. And then the guy just kind of got up and like stumbled away. He's like, wasn't supposed to be there.
Not only was he a driver, he's basically security.
Yeah.
So these guys probably do a lot. They drive, they're security, they probably do the drug runs, they probably go get the booze, they probably have to call the, you know, maybe not call the ladies, but, you know, they're probably doing a lot more than just driving.
Yeah, for sure. You got to be ready. All right, well, there you go. We'll go rent a tour bus and drive it to the moon. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.